When Hurricane Katrina hit almost 4 weeks ago, it knocked out oil refinery production by about 800,000 barrels a day, approximately 5% of U.S. capacity, and sparked a sudden rise in gasoline prices. This past weekend, before Hurricane Rita made landfall, refineries along the Texas and Louisiana coast shut down. One quarter of the oil refining capacity in the United States was in Rita's path. This soon after the storm, only the most preliminary damage reports are in. The Associated Press reports that Valero Energy Corporation said its 255,000 barrel per day refinery in Port Arthur suffered damages that would keep it offline for at least 2 weeks. Motiva Enterprises and Citgo Petroleum told the AP that their refinery suffered minor damage, but ExxonMobil Corporation said its 557,000 barrel per day refinery outside Houston, the country's largest, was safe to restart. In anticipation of Rita, analysts warned that gas prices could rise as high as $4 a gallon. Analysts have also worried that the region's enormous natural gas processing facilities would suffer damage from Rita, potentially touching off a rise in energy costs for homeowners and industry around the country. Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco this weekend said that at least one natural gas plant in her state was damaged. Mike Zenker is a natural gas specialist with Cambridge Energy Research Associates, and he's on the phone. Welcome to the program, sir.
Good morning, Leanne.
So what are you immediately looking for to learn about what the situation actually is along the Texas-Louisiana coastline?
Well, maybe a little context would be helpful here. When we think of the Gulf, we often tend to think of oil production, but it turns out that the U.S. is more dependent on the Gulf for natural gas than for oil. About 20% of U.S. natural gas needs are supplied from the waters of the Gulf of Mexico, while only about 10% of oil is. If you add in then the Gulf Coast to the offshore Gulf of Mexico, these comprise about half of U.S. gas supply. So both Katrina and Rita passed through the breadbasket of natural gas production. So we're looking for potential damage to both offshore and onshore facilities. It turns out that Katrina knocked out three important gas processing facilities in Louisiana that are preventing gas from flowing from offshore to pipelines to consumers.
So how strong is the current capacity, and what do you expect to see happen with the prices of natural gas in the coming months?
Yeah, this is even more problematic since the industry was already worried about meeting winter demand, the greatest use of natural gas is during the winter for heating. And this concern really is rooted in the inability of producers to grow supply. The ability to produce natural gas in the U.S. has been relatively flat for a decade, but imports from Canada had kept the market well supplied and prices low. Both U.S. and Canadian natural gas production peaked in 2001, and yet there's been a growing number of uses for natural gas in homes and businesses and now power. So we've had this mismatch between supply and demand. Katrina and Rita now come in and remove about what turns to be 8 to 9 days of total gas production for the U.S. And with no spare supply, we have a real problem. And unlike oil, we can't import natural gas in sufficient quantities to offset this. So Katrina and Rita together come at a very difficult time for the industry.
So do you anticipate there's going to be a critical shortage of natural gas this winter?
It looks, Leanne, like there'll be enough for homes and businesses, but as we approach that important winter heating season, the real concern of the industry is whether there's a sufficient amount of inventory for all uses. What traditionally happens is some of the key industries that use natural gas are simply not able to get enough for their needs, or prices are too high. But all consumers wind up paying, because just as we buy or gasoline at the pump whenever we need it, that's similarly how utilities tend to buy natural gas on the spot market. And prices already had doubled before Katrina, and now with Katrina and Rita, prices have doubled yet again at the wholesale level.
Is there any silver lining?
The silver lining is that the industry is very flexible. It has shown resiliency to respond very quickly to these events in the past, and there's already a lot of critical work to restore these facilities, some heroic efforts. We will get through this winter, and the real silver lining comes in that there's a lot of investment going on to drill new supplies, both domestically and then internationally. There's a lot of new supply coming, but that's a few years off.
Mike Zenker is a natural gas specialist at Cambridge Energy Research Associates. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.